What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now that you've been brought into the world of AI soap drama slop, I thought that we could try and prove that we're actually better than robots, and we could perform this better than the strawberries, the pears, the oranges, the hair dryers, and the Amazon curling irons. So if you can, I'll turn to your Gmails. No. You're going to see a script where you've been casted.
No.
As
is this our big break?
This is your big break. Oh, yeah. You've all been casted in the latest, hottest soap opera, As the Kitchen Turns. So, Jackson, you have been cast in the role of Toaster.
Nice.
Mikey, you have been cast in the role of Blender. And Rebecca, you are the role of Air Fryer.
Can I note?
You guys are all in a love triangle.
Can I note that in the script you wrote Toaster, parentheses Jackson, Blender, parentheses Mikey, and Air Fryer, parentheses Girl? Why don't I get a name?
She's reaffirming your pronouns.
Welcome to another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast, your favorite coworker's favorite podcast. We're a group of former coworkers who don't work together anymore because our boss retired and we all had to find new jobs, which really sucked. But now we catch up once a week with our podcast that you're currently listening to. I'm Abby, and you're joined also by Jackson.
Hello.
You're also joined by Rebecca.
Hola, mis chicas.
And you're also joined by Mikey.
What? Was that bad?
I feel like we're just starting the episode with a little bit of cultural appropriation, but why not? Add a little seasoning to the mix.
That's a cultural honor to have Rebecca do that.
People
are really going to like that.
It's a cultural honorific, and we're also joined by Mikey.
I got a wad of cash that'll choke a whooping grain.
There it is.
So fun. Love that for you.
Thank you.
Now, there's something that's been taking the TikTok For You page by storm, and it might be the newest hit TV show that nobody is talking about. But before we get into that, Rebecca has been dating her boyfriend for a little over a year, and she says she's about to jump into a major milestone, but she wants to talk to one of us about it.
There are many reasons why you would want to move out of your parents' house when you turn 32. Perhaps you want your own space. Perhaps you are sick of never having any privacy and you want to have louder sex.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Way to leave some for the imagination there.
It's just a family kidding. Show. Okay.
I'm just kidding. I'm a virgin. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. You don't have to go to that extreme.
Yeah. No one's going to believe that, Rebecca.
I'm a born again virgin. I'm a non-religious practicing virgin. Anyway, I moved out of my parents' home into my apartment, which, by the way, is going very well now, and I'm feeling a lot more settled. But I did it for one reason only, and I think the reason might be very surprising, but it might be more relatable than I think, because the one reason that I moved out and had Kyle move in with me is because I want to watch Attack on Titan with him.
Wait, what? Why could that only be accomplished by you signing a lease?
Jackson, you know her parents banned Attack on Titan at the house. You know what that... It gets them all crazy. It makes them crazy.
You know Grandpa Joe was killed by a Titan back in 55.
Literally, okay, this was the only way that I was going to get Kyle to watch Attack on Titan with me, which, if you don't know what Attack on Titan is, it's one of the most popular animes, like, of all time. It actually ended, like, probably a couple, maybe like a year and a half ago, and it's...
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites, and it is so fun to watch it with someone because it's very exciting and twisty-turny. So I've been dying to watch it with Kyle and just sit next to him and stare into his face as he watches it.
Oh, God. And terrible way to watch something.
I know. He has refused because it's 84 episodes long. and we did not live together. And he very reasonably was like, I don't want to sit and commit to something that we have to spend this many hours watching when we're not living together. He promised me once we live together, we will start Attack on Titan. And we just got through the first season in our first week of living together.
Wow. I am very proud of you for making this very important big step in your relationship.
I have a question. The way it sounds to me, it sounds like something I would say about something that I never want to watch, and you just assume the day will never come whenever you actually make him watch it.
That's a good point.
That's kind of how I'm feeling. He's like, when pigs fly, and then you move in together, and he's like,
fuck, the pigs are flying.
You look outside, and like all of a sudden, he has wings.
I know. No, honestly, I have had to quality check. I've had to be like, do you like this? Are you having fun? Are we having a good time?
Oh, come on. No, you're doing too much. Too much.
No, it's because Kyle's not like a huge anime guy, honestly. Like he's watched a couple, but in the relationship, I'm carrying the weeaboo status like on my back. So he's not binging like six episodes like I would have very easily. We'll get through two and he'll be like, okay, I need a break. And to me, I'm like, oh, you hate it and you don't love me anymore and we're breaking up. Okay, fine.
He strikes me as someone who would be more into anime than you just mentioned, but this is one of the animes though that like non-anime watchers all love. Like, yeah, if you have the time to commit to 80 whatever episodes, then like this is probably one that you should look into. I think it's fantastic, but I can't believe that it's taken this long for him to explain to you that he is not into it, because you're going to get like a season and a half in and he's going to be like, on second thought.
He's being really nice about this. Yeah, I'll tell you that for sure. Similar thing happened to me the other day. I'm always in control of the TV remote because I know what's good. But
she made me
watch Wuthering Heights.
The movie?
Man. Oh, no.
It was probably, yeah, it was just about the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Excuse the cursing, but it honestly was so terrible. I was like, this is going to be the slowest movie of all time. She's like, no, it actually goes really fast. Slowest movie that's ever existed.
I can relate. This is like how my fiance loves the movie La La Land and has been pitching that every single movie night for a while. And I have vetoed it time and time and time again. But at a certain point, you have to cave because like you have to check that off the list, you know. And we watched it and I was like, it's fine. But like I kind of wanted to watch, you know, like The Martian or something, you know, something a little more intense than La La Land.
Jackson likes disasters in outer space, it sounds like.
I really do.
Yeah, Interstellar, The Martian.
Both great. Project Hail Mary.
What is with you in space? Like, are you going to go work for Elon next?
Oh, I love space. I really do. Like, I love all things space, and I've always been fascinated by it, so it makes sense that movies about space I like. Rock on, dude.
Rock on, dude.
Bill Nye. Call me Bill Nye.
Hell yeah.
Well, Rebecca, I'm so glad you and your boyfriend have reached this new peak in your relationship, and I hope it's nothing but fruitfulness moving forward. And speaking of fruitfulness, I would like to bring you guys into a pop culture phenomena that nobody is talking about, and I would like for us to live react to it, because if I have been forced to see it on my TikTok For You page because my friends or my followers are watching it, and I need somebody else to be brought into this mess. Oh, so God. I am bringing you guys into the world of AI fruit soap operas.
Bro.
Dun, dun.
No.
No.
You guys,
this is the definition of AI slop.
Literally.
Yeah. I know. I can't believe that we are wasting water to be able to make these dramas. But for the fact that they brought me so much entertainment for about 60 seconds, you know what? For 60 seconds, I wasn't thinking about death and taxes and the fact that I'm going to die alone. And I think I wanted to bring that joy to you and to our listeners and just get your takes on it. Because as the three least funny people I know, I thought you guys would have great commentary.
That's so fucked. Come on.
the three funniest people I know, obviously.
I have seen these. I hate the banana. Banana's a bad guy.
Oh my God. You already have a bias?
I'm so...
Yeah. Banana, he's a K-pop stan.
Yeah.
So the first drama is actually the one that got me into the fruit drama wormhole. And actually, this there's no fruit involved in this drama. It's actually three different hair appliances that are in a love triangle. It is titled The Hairdryer King's Obsession. Nay, what is the hairdryer king obsessed with? He is obsessed with his new assistant, which is a low-budget Amazon curling iron in a tutu.
Ooh.
The scene that we're about to see is what I'm assuming is some kind of like Shark Tank showcase, to where the hairdryer king and his assistant have to showcase their electrical prowess, but she has to really open up to him in order for them to truly showcase their power together.
You've never done this before.
What the fuck?
Come on, we don't have all day, Curl. Where's your sink port?
It's
here.
Never opened it for anyone.
It's too intimate. Once someone connects there, they can access everything.
No.
Freaky ass robot.
No.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
So I'm the first one.
I have so many questions after watching it. Like, why is he a king? He's a hairdryer, but he's also a king. He's the king of what? You know?
Did you notice that she was wearing a thong, too, somehow in that last shot?
Oh, wow.
So the tutu is now a thong?
Yeah, it changed. It was like see-through, and then there was a thong.
That was heartwarming.
To resist.
Yeah, I think the robot that made that, put him in jail with Dan Schneider and all the other guys. That's weird. That's weird. If a human had that thought, it's like, stop. That's strange.
Can I ask, like, what is... Who was the target audience for this? Is this just pumping out content for the sake of just seeing if it
sticks? It's
Russian
bots. It's all for Russian bots.
That's what I think. This proves dead internet theory.
Oh, for sure.
The funny thing is that I was watching this, and I was like, this is just the plot of like every bad hockey romance I've ever read on Kindle Unlimited, except instead of hockey players, they're now hair dryers. So we're now going to pivot from the world of the hairdryer king to a love triangle involving three different fruits. And this one is called Double Shelf Life, Mark's Greed.
Okay, not a great title.
Well, don't just stand there. Help me put it on.
You look absolutely stunning, my queen.
Of course I do. I'm not some dried up old apple.
This fiery color was made exactly for you.
Does Linda even know what expensive tastes like?
That bad apple. She doesn't even deserve to look at it. She just washes clothes and smells like dirty dishwater. Fuck?
Then why are you still with that pathetic loser?
You know, I need her pension to fund our lifestyle.
I'm tired of sharing you.
Why is his name Mark? What's so bad about his apple wife?
That's the first question you're asking?
Yeah, a pear named Mark, that doesn't strike you as ridiculous?
Mark the pear.
That felt borderline too inappropriate.
Yeah, no, it was about to go off the rails.
No.
The orange was pretty hot, though.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Abby. That made me want to kill myself watching it.
You know how the old cartoon Robin Hood with the foxes turned a bunch of people into furries later on down in their lives?
Do you
think that this is going to cause people to be like weirdly attracted to fruits when they're older?
Yeah, I think I'm an orangey now.
So, Gen Alpha is going to be like fruities.
Yeah, they're going to have like fruit conventions and they're all going to dress like that.
They're fruit sonas. Oh, I love that. Actually, that's kind of fun. Honestly, the first one wasn't this bad, but like the second one, you know how people have AI psychosis? I have like AI malignant depression, and it literally, it's like that old wives' tale thing about Native Americans that probably a white person made up, where if you like take a picture of someone, it like takes a picture of your soul. That's always what I feel like when I'm watching AI generated content, that it's like actively degrading my soul.
I like the part where she picked up the shirt with her heel.
It was perfectly like a modeled shirt that was like on someone.
It's like I could have made that on clip art.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now that you've been brought into the world of AI soap drama slop, I thought that we could try and prove that we're actually better than robots, and we could perform this better than the strawberries, the pears,
oh my God,
the oranges, the hair dryers, and the Amazon curling iron. So if you can, I'll turn to your Gmails. No. You're going to see a script where you've been casted.
No. As is this our big break?
This is your big break. Oh, yeah. You've all been casted in the latest, hottest soap opera, As the Kitchen Turns. Jackson, I believe you are playing, let me see what I said.
Can I open this yet?
Yes, please open them. So Jackson, you have been cast in the role of Toaster.
Nice.
Mikey, you have been cast in the role of Blender. And Rebecca, you are the role of Air Fryer.
Can I note?
You guys are all in a love triangle.
Can I note that in the script you wrote Toaster, parentheses Jackson, Blender, parentheses Mikey, and Air Fryer, parentheses Girl. I don't like it.
She's reaffirming your pronouns.
Okay, yeah. You know what?
Just
doing what
just
you
wanted
want
to reaffirm. This is me during Pride Month. I wanted to make sure that you knew I'm like, she's a she her.
Okay,
she's
sweet. Girl, sweet.
Can I say here, this is oddly similar to the legend of John Henry's hammer. If you guys are familiar, he goes against the steam driver. It's a railroad man versus the steam driver, the new robot on the job site, and he has to prove that he's better. And at the end, he does.
Oh,
in some styles of this story. But
good old fashioned elbow grease is better than machines.
Yep. So you guys better act your asses off.
All right.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Can we get some stage directions? What's my character supposed to be? You know,
so,
can you kind of set the scene a little bit?
So Jackson, you are walking in on your best friend Blender and your girlfriend, who you think is your girlfriend, Air Fryer, in a moment of intertwining wires. Ooh. Jackson, you are a dramatic and passionate Toaster. Mikey, as noted, you are a smooth but arrogant Blender. Ugh. And Rebecca, AKA Girl, you're the air fryer that's caught in the middle of a torrid love affair.
I'm a whore. I'm a terrible whore.
All right. Cue up some dramatic music.
Everything's been in the air fryer. Am I right?
Hey. Yeah. Hey.
All right, Toaster, kick us off.
Air fryer, there you are.
Toaster, what are you doing here?
I came to ask you the same thing. Why were you plugged into his outlet?
Because you Blender, wanted to be, bitch. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I was giving you stage direction. Blender, stepping forward dramatically.
Because she wanted to be.
Blender!
Toaster.
Please, not in front of the cutting board.
I trusted you, Air Fryer. After everything we've cooked together.
You don't understand.
Then explain why I found your basket in his cabinet.
Hey, maybe because, unlike you, I can handle more than bread.
You take that back.
No, you have two settings, light toast and slightly darker toast.
At least I don't scream every morning at 6 o'clock.
That's my passion, bitch.
Stop it, both of you.
Dramatic pause.
The truth is, I never loved either of you.
What?
Impossible.
My heart belongs to someone else.
Who?
Come on, tell us, Air Fryer.
A long, dramatic silence.
The microwave.
Thunder sound effect!
No! Oh,
Jesus Christ.
The reheated leftovers guy?
He understands me.
He's reckless. He exploded a potato.
And don't forget what happened to the fish.
You don't know him like I do.
I knew this day would come.
I warned you. Ever since she started hanging around the frozen section.
You think you're perfect?
I make smoothies.
You make soup by accident every time someone adds ice.
That's not fair.
And what about me?
You burned my garlic bread, Trevor.
Trevor.
I think that's supposed to say Toaster.
It's a weird place to put in the name.
I could be Trevor the Toaster.
I'm Trevor the Toaster. I said I was sorry.
Everyone becomes emotional.
So what happens now?
Now? I leave.
Leave? Where?
The kitchen island. It's time for me to discover who I am beyond preheating.
Air fryer.
We'll never forget you.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
She slowly walks away.
Well, now what?
I don't know.
Awkward silence.
You want to make mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, I love mozzarella sticks.
Very cool. Rock on.
Sicko.
Coolio.
Neat. Nice, the man.
That was terrible. Seeing. What a beautiful, horrible thing.
Shakespeare is quaking. Well, thank you all for indulging me in my fruit slop from the internet. Let's get into some real human drama, because Rebecca needs our help because she's about to make a permanent decision that she thinks could be a huge mistake.
I'm about to do something that I may regret for some time or perhaps the rest of my life. I actually talked about this on the Bird Show.
Oh, wait, let me guess. Yeah. Is it doing a fruit drama?
Is this how you bury your career before it even starts?
Maybe. I think we will all look back on this in time and have some thoughts about it. But no, that's not what I'm choosing to do. I talked about this actually on the Bert Show, the morning radio show that we all met and worked together on. But back then, it was a little bit of a different question. So here's what's happening. I was considering either getting my eyebrow pierced or getting a tattoo, and I literally had the listeners of the show vote what I should do because I kind of wanted both equally. It was kind of a treat to myself, I think. I think it was because I had a year of clear scans, being cancer-free. And I thought that'd be a cool treat. And then everyone voted on the tattoo. And so I was gung-ho about getting it until I realized that the immunotherapy treatment that I was on at the time, tattoos are kind of a no-go when you're doing that. You basically you can't get a tattoo. Like, I didn't do a second of research. I should have thought about it for 1 second, and I didn't. And yeah, I had even literally like sent my stuff to an artist and was like pinning down the details of when I was going to get this tattoo. And I had to back out of it completely because you're just at a heightened risk of infection if you're on immunotherapy. Well, I'm not anymore. It's been a pretty long while. And I booked the tattoo. I'm going to get a tattoo on Juneteenth. Ally.
Woo! Ally.
It's not a mainstream appealing tattoo. Let's just say that. It's not something that everyone objectively is like, oh my gosh, that's so cute. Slay diva. I love that. It's kind of a niche. And so
Swastika?
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh my god.
No, I think
I wish we had done that on three, because I for sure would have said the same thing.
You are getting it on Juneteenth, so I'm wondering, you know, how much of an ally are you?
Mm. Oh, listen, you
know, fight the power fist.
Are you getting like a silhouette of Harriet Tubman? Are you gonna do like
the bus that Rosa Parks rode on?
Yes. Maybe something dream related.
I'm getting the address of Ebenezer Baptist Church that MLK used to go to on my elbow, so people can know where to go.
Oh, I love that.
Hey, here's a good one. Cool. Martin Luther King sleeping in his bed, but you know what's really going on. He's having a dream.
That is so stupid.
That's genius.
That is dumb.
Look, I'd like he's to having have a dream.
I'd like to have a real guess here of what it is. Okay. It's got to be Kermit the Frog, right?
That's a good guess. It could be. What do you guys think?
I think I'm right. There's no way I'm not right on this.
I think you're going to get My Neighbor Totoro tattooed on you.
Interesting. Interesting Ghibli kind of era. Let's see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it's got to be like anime related, but you also love your boyfriend a lot, so it could be a shrimp reference because you guys both love shrimp.
Oh, a shrimp tattoo? Like shrimp cocktail?
You can tattoo his dick on you.
You can. You can.
It's possible.
Sorry, is that too much? Is that too much? Sorry.
No, it's impossible. It's so big. It would take up too much space.
Okay, all right. Please, let's move on. It's,
yeah. The same huge shape as the shrimp. Him.
It's huge. I can't get a sleeve. I'm too young. Okay. No. No. It is the radish spirit from Spirited Away.
Oh, that's a weird one. That's a weird dude.
You're getting a radish on your...
No. Everyone needs to go look this up right now. If you're not driving in the car, look up... What's the character's actual name?
Radish Spirit. He doesn't have a name.
Radish Spinach?
Spirit. Oh, my God. I thought you were joking when you said you wanted this on you.
Oh, my gosh. I do remember that.
Rebecca, he has moobs.
He does. He has big moobs.
Let me guess where it's going. It's full size on your chest. And yeah, there's a part that you don't have to draw on.
It's like you're like in the chair with me, just watching me get it done.
I know.
No, I'm getting it on the back of either, I think my left arm, like right above the elbow, just like on the very back. And
that's a painful spot.
Is it painful? I thought it wouldn't be that bad. Uh-oh.
Back here is pretty pinchy.
I don't have that many tattoos. I have three. I have one on the back of my neck that's like the Roman numeral 18, and it's like gigantic and ugly as all hell. I have an alien on my wrist, and then I have my old retired tattoo that was the French word l'amour that is currently on my tongue. That's a long story. We could get into that later. Anyway.
You got the craziest fruit roll-up tongue tattoo of all time.
I truly do. and now I'm going to get the radish spirit on the back of my elbow, but you guys have seen what he looks like. Obviously, he's like not that charming to many people. He is to me, which is why I'm getting him as a tattoo. So if you haven't seen Spirited Away, he's a big radish. He is like I think he's supposed to be like the god of radishes. And he doesn't have a big part in the movie, but he escorts the hero of the movie, Chihiro, up an elevator to meet like this big baddie character. And I really liked the portion of the movie because he's helping her in her journey.
What? This is hysterical. You're like...
Oh, God.
I'm looking at this character, and it's so funny to me that you want him on your body where I'm like, okay, there's got to be like a deep spiritual meaning by connection to this character.
There is.
And you're like, listen. you're like, listen. He's the god of radishes. He's not even a main character in this film.
He doesn't even have a name.
In fact, he doesn't do anything.
No.
Except he's just like in the elevator.
Yeah.
Like, why is the god of radishes in the elevator? And also, why do the radishes need a god?
You need to watch the movie, and maybe it'll all make sense to you. Maybe you'll get one tattooed on you afterwards.
Can you just explain it to us? Like, what's the significance?
This is just such an impossible movie to describe in, like, a summary.
It so is. Spirited Away is crazy.
It's like a mindfuck, like, crazy. It's a little trippy. It's weird. It's out there. It's fantastical. It's a great movie, though.
Yeah, well,
it's amazing.
As someone who's seen the movie, do you think that he is worthy of being tattooed on somebody's elbow?
If I'm going to be 1,000% honest with you, I totally forgot that this guy was even a character in the entire movie.
He's really not even a character. I feel like he's not even credited. I feel like Rebecca just did like a deep dive on WikiHow. Like, who is this strange movie character in the elevator? And then maybe like She just created this whole backstory on Wikipedia for this guy.
It is pretty niche. Mm-hmm. And you know what's weird is that, like, I was considering getting the Scarecrow guy from Howl's Moving Castle as a tattoo.
That's
what
I thought this was.
But I think that's a way better character than...
You're crazy for that. Radish Spirit versus Scarecrow guy from Howl's Moving Castle. Radish Spirit all the way.
Yeah, I hope this isn't too niche. What?
Jackson's basic as hell.
It's not basic.
Scarecrow.
Howl's Moving Castle, basic.
I thought that's what this movie was.
Spirited away.
No. Okay.
I want to pick the god of turnips to be on my elbow.
Honestly. Like a daikon.
What are we choosing? Are we choosing if this is a good idea or a bad idea?
No, I'm going to tell you.
Just agreeing with you.
No, I'm going to tell you because there's a couple things that I'm mulling over. So, yes, he is the god of radishes and he has no lines and he's in probably 8 seconds of the movie. All together. Yes, that is all true.
No lines. No lines, by the way.
He actually does nothing. His full-time job is just being the god of root vegetables.
He never talks. He's just in a bathhouse. He's relaxing and having a good time. And he helps Chihiro get on an elevator and hide because she's a human in the bathhouse. And he takes her up an elevator. And then at the very end of the movie, you see him celebrating with a couple of fans. That's his whole role in the movie. And love it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I do have a real question, and here is the question. So you guys have seen what he looks like. He's an interesting looking guy. So there are two poses I could get of him because I am 100% getting the Radish Spirit. One of them is objectively cuter, and one of them is what I really want. So I want
two poses. It's the entirety of his appearances in the movie are broken down into two total poses that he does.
It's him on the bottom floor before he presses the elevator button, and then it's him at the top floor.
Yeah.
Now the press
as his fingers going away from the elevator button.
Rebecca, is it him pre-boob reduction and then after the boob reduction?
Post-op.
Yeah, it's him with his gynecomastia or whatever the hell that shit's called. No, it's the first one is him in the elevator just standing straight looking like a radish. And then the second one is his image at the end where he's waving the fans in celebration.
For those listening at home, I know that somebody has to have like a crazy, random, outlandish tattoo. And I think you should leave us a comment or a DM either on Spotify or DM us at Personality Hires Podcast on Instagram. Someone's got to have like a Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Like someone's got to have something like crazy that you're like, why did I get this?
There's like that trend that's like, you know, when someone says this is going to be on your body forever and it needs to mean something, and then it's just like a hot dog or something like so stupid. And I love that because I don't think it needs to be so serious.
No, I agree. Yeah,
hey, Rebecca. Yeah. So I'm looking at both these pictures. Is neither an option?
No, because I don't want to lose my deposit.
Can I interest you in the god of yams?
God of yams? What the hell is the yam?
There's
got to
be
like
a better god.
There's got to be a better god.
Okay, look at what I've sent you. It's him standing straight, and then there's him with the little flag. So the flag one is objectively cuter.
Yes.
The flag one's given a little fruity. Is he a queer icon? And that's why you're putting him on your body?
He might be. There's probably evidence that he's gay.
Rebecca, are you sure you don't want to get this
clicks the elevator
underneath your foot or maybe on the inside of your lip or
butt,
perhaps?
My butt.
On the arch of your foot.
Should I put it in the cheek?
You want this to be the first thing Kyle sees when they do doggy?
Oh my God.
Whoa.
It's the god of
I was not taking it that far. I was thinking about places that are hidden on the body.
You know, it is crazy.
Arch of your foot where you can really see it.
He was like, when I showed him what I wanted, he kind of was like, that's going to be on your body forever. And I'm going to have to look at that. And I'm like, kind of like, he kind of like got a little like anxious about it, but it passed away. It passed yeah. really
well,
quickly.
Well, there's another thing called a poster where you can just put it on your wall and you don't have to curse anybody else looking at this thing.
That's yeah, so Rebecca, make the God of Beats your screensaver.
I don't.
Yeah. And if you don't hate it after a month, then maybe you can get a tattoo of
that
it.
That sounds really nice. Try it as a screensaver. See if you like it in 17 years.
But. Okay. Well, it seems like the answer is don't get it at all, which is not happening. And then the second answer is get him with the fan and the red, which is also not happening. I'm going to get the ugly one that I like the best, where okay, he's just perfect. Standing in the elevator. So thank perfect. You, everyone.
I'm glad you really wanted us to give our input on that.
Yeah, good. That was really productive.
That was great.
I'm so excited thank to you, show Rebecca. You. I'm so excited to show you when I get it. Ally, Juneteenth.
So when you go on vacation, the last thing you want to do is run into more problems that outrank the problems you have in your actual life. And Jackson says that a neighbor situation he had at his Airbnb might take the cake for that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that this ruined the trip by any means, but it certainly was a funny but kind of put a damper on things. So I apologize just up front if I've been a little aloof this episode or a little... I don't know. My head's been all over the place. It's because I literally walked into the door from a flight to record this episode of the podcast. And it's because this past weekend I was away with a bunch of my friends on our annual boys golf trip. And as you can imagine, when it comes to a boys golf trip, it's a lot of drinking and a lot of just dudes hanging out and doing that for 4 days, you know? And so this year we decided to go out to Colorado. It was fantastic. It was great. And my buddy is the one that plans all of these trips. And so every single time we go on these, I always joke that like, I don't know ever what the plan is. I just buy a ticket to the location during the dates and show up because everything else is planned out by one of my very good type A friends. And so the first night that we're there, we've been drinking all day, hanging out. It's been a day. Everyone's ready to go to bed. We've got an early tea time in the morning, so it's all everyone's ready to go pack it up for the night, right? So I'm laying in the bed, and I'm just about to fall asleep when I start hearing this like weird beeping noise. And I sleep with AirPods in, and so I was like, is this like part of the podcast that I'm listening to? Like, what's going on? But then I take them out, and then it's much louder, obviously, because I had the noise canceling on. And it's this like constant beep, like every second. Okay. And it's pretty loud. And I can't figure out where it's coming from. And so the person that I'm sharing a room with also is waking up and is like, what is that? And so, like, I'm turning on my flashlight and I'm looking around, and there's like this little speaker thing in the wall that obviously is some kind of alarm, and it's making this noise, right? But we don't know what it is. And I thought we got screwed on like our room, like something was happening in there. But then I go outside to the hallway, and everybody else that's living in this place on this trip with me is also coming out of their rooms at this point with this weird beeping alarm that's happening, okay? So we have no idea what's going on. And there's a number on the check-in that's like, hey, call this for any emergencies. So we give them a call and we figure out that it's a fire alarm. Okay. And they're like, that's really weird. Like, let us check in on this.
How's that not your first thought?
Because usually a fire alarm is way louder and has like flashing lights.
This
you know,
sounds
like
classic fire alarm to a guy like me. But.
It was too subtly not crazy emergency sounding.
Out of battery sounding.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, usually, like, a fire alarm is really aggressive normally, you know? Okay. Like, this was pretty, like, weirdly tame and low-key. We figure out that it's a fire alarm, and then, like, a few seconds later, there's a knock on the door. And we're like, what the hell? Like, maybe it's the fire people are here? Maybe
fire
they're
people.
Here to come check in on us?
Fire so people here.
We open the door, and we're, like, all, like, half-naked, like, all in this, like, groggy state. And we open the door, and there's this dude standing there with, like, his 5-year-old kid, okay? And he goes, are you guys smoking? instantly accusatory of us. And at this point, we realize that in the hallway outside of our room, the alarm's also going off. So it's the whole building, obviously. So he goes, yo, are you guys smoking? And we're like, no, we just woke up. Like, this sucks, doesn't it? Like, trying to kind of, like, add a little empathy to the whole thing.
Commiserate.
And he goes, you know protocol for a fire is that you should evacuate immediately. And we're standing there, and, like, it's, like, kind of not registering to us. And my buddy who's, like, standing closest to him is like, I mean, yeah, that's usually pretty obvious. And the guy goes, and yet you're still here.
Wait, well, then what the hell's he doing? You should say, well, then get downstairs. What are you thinking?
That's what was... Dude, I'm telling you, we were all in this, like, fugue state of just having been woken up and groggy that, like, this felt like a dream. Like, it was weird the way that this guy was interacting with us. And so we were like, yeah, well, we kind of just found out it was a fire alarm. Like, we just called the whatever. And he goes, so it is a fire alarm. And oh my God. You're still standing here in your unit. And, like, nobody says a word. And then this guy is standing there, and he just walks backwards and says, don't say I didn't warn you.
Whoa.
He lit your room
on fire. That's so spooky.
And then we closed the door.
Oh, you didn't evacuate?
The weirdest interaction of all time.
And yet you're still in your apartment. You never left?
Right. Well, and then the alarm goes off like 5 minutes later, and then they call us back, and they're like, hey, the fire department came and turned it off. It was obviously some sort of glitch, like whatever. Yeah. But just the fact that this guy came and knocked on our door to do that, and only our door, and immediately accused us, it was just the oddest thing.
I have an idea. What if he was smoking in his apartment, and he was trying to pawn it off on you guys?
Oh,
I
mean,
honestly, decent theory. Our running guess was that he genuinely thought that we were smoking and set it off because we were probably being rowdy, and then as soon as he opened the door and realized that that was not the case, he just doubled down and just like stuck with the story.
Evacuate, get out of here, man.
Yeah, you guys gotta leave.
I have a guess. I think that he must, it was an Airbnb or some sort of rental situation.
So it's the place we're staying in was an Airbnb, but it was like part of a bigger complex. So like when you're walking through the hall, it felt like a hotel, like with doors on the left and right. But then our place was like two stories and three bedrooms. So it's kind of weird.
Do people like live there permanently? Like it's a residential?
I would assume that there's a few people that live there full time.
Okay.
I would say it's more of like a vacation spot though. Like this is out in the mountains of Colorado.
I see. My guess is that this is this guy's home and he hates Airbnb guests so much that he tripped the alarm and he tried to show up at your door when you didn't evacuate. And he was like, why are you guys still here? Get out of here. He's trying to get you out of there by tripping the fire alarm.
So weird. Like, actually, maybe.
Piggybacking on that, Rebecca, this guy doesn't live there at all. This kid he hired. This is a guy that goes around tripping alarms and robs the place while everyone's outside. And he's like, what are you guys still doing here?
Oh.
Did he perhaps have a burlap sack with him?
Yeah, and he was wearing a weird mask over his eyes and a black and white striped shirt.
See, those are things to watch out for.
He might have been a bandit.
Damn, bandit almost got you.
Oh, my God.
The hell are you guys doing here still?
That's so funny. That is bizarre. I'm sorry.
It was weird.
Well, I'm glad you didn't die in a scary apartment fire, and I'm glad that that guy didn't rob you.
Me too.
Me too. Me three. So that way we can all be together next week when we come back together again for another episode of the Personality Hires Podcast. Hey, if you want to see our beautiful faces, you can check us out on YouTube at Personality Hires Podcast. Personality Hires Podcast, or on Instagram at Personality Hires Podcast, or you can email us all of your drama that you want us to discuss at personalityhirespodcast@gmail.com. Let's circle back.
Bye.
Next week.
Next week.
Pioneer.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.